Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Well, the 49ers, they've got so many guys who create pressure. So they can definitely create better pressure with four than a lot of teams can with five or six. And so I think the key is go get them, stay in your lanes, and you've got some really athletic linebackers. When you look at, they've got Quan Alexander back now. Fred Warner's been their leading tackler. They're going to just play their game. I don't think they have to do anything unusual because it's Mahomes. I'm not diminishing Mahomes in any way. He's the reigning MVP, but that's what's so great about this matchup. I think the 49ers can just play their game and beat them that way. And so when you're not asking them to do something unusual, you got a better chance that they're going to play as well as they can.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
It's Thursday already. Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Matt Miller is going to be our guest at 10. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. I'm told we have some absolutely fabulous stuff from the overnight show that we need to bring back.
Fried
as well,
gold, I'm
at
told.
Some point. And then Anthony Herron will talk football with us at 11. We got a chance to win $1,000 cash. You got to be listening if you want that text keyword. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Matchbox 20 at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on August 21st. So listen for your chance to win that as well. 312-644-6767 is our phone number, WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to text? Text 67011. When you send something, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Now, you should know by now, you must download the radio.com app.
Why is everyone yelling and screaming Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer, whether you like it or not?
Yeah, he is.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Period. Full stop.
End of discussion.
Right.
Super Bowl rings, two of them. Seventh all-time in passing yards. He's a Hall of Famer.
Most of his comps are Hall of Famers or will be Hall of Famers.
I don't get the hand-wringing. I don't get the hand-wringing.
I
he had a bad last couple of years. Okay.
Okay. So did a Hall lot of Hall of Famers. Yes.
Hall of Famer.
I have no question in my mind. When you download the radio.com app, that lets you stream the score on your mobile devices and it lets you video stream the show.
No.
With just a tap. You can see us. Hi!
Hello!
Hello.
Tap Dan.
How are you? We've got the cameras here. They're four high-def cameras, and you can see us. We can dance and sing forever.
If we want to.
And a day, if we want to. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can also get the video feed just by going to 670thescore.com. It's
right
there
easy?
As well. There's so many different ways to interact with all the various modalities. And it's almost like we're not even so much in the radio business anymore.
We're in the
everything content
Come
business.
And watch
find
us.
It however you want to find it and wherever you want to find it. We put stuff out there
no
for
No business model
you.
Will stop Dan from wearing plastic pants. But
correct,
we're here for everything.
Our executive producer is Jay Zawoski. We have Rick Camp on the board and in the back doing what he does, the executioner Ray Diaz. I want to mention this, that tomorrow at this time, we're going to be right smack dab in the middle of an interview with White Sox ace Lucas Giolito.
Is that right?
That is right.
Figure we start about 9:15 tomorrow, our conversation with Lucas Giolito.
I'm down for it.
All right. Works for me.
Okay,
looking forward to our conversation tomorrow at 9:15 with White Sox starter Lucas Giolito.
So last night we're watching the Bulls, and I'm wondering, my God, what am I doing with my life? What has led me to this where I'm sitting watching this? And even, my kid's been sick. He's sitting there with a fever. My daughter's getting, she's sick. Everybody's snuffling, and there's tissues everywhere.
You start drinking? I started drinking. I poured a nice glass of wine, and I started staring at that television with Bulls game
that's
on,
good advice, thought, but the difference when you switch over to Zion Williamson, and it's so stark, the difference between no hope and hope.
Oh my!
You press that little toggle button. Your last channel visited. It's like what you flip. No hope, hope. No hope, hope. And I say, how do we get there?
Well, this is obvious, isn't it? It's right out there and in front of you. That's obvious. Although for the first three, albeit for the first three quarters or so of Zion's NBA debut, it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of hope. He missed his first bucket and didn't get his first one until his second stint. The minutes were limited. But last night, Zion Williamson was the story and may have played the most fun 8 minutes in the NBA so far this year. Ja Morant has had some spectacular dunks, right? There's been Luka Doncic all over the place. Giannis has had a Giannis kind of season, despite some turnovers. But that run of 17 straight for Zion Williamson, his NBA debut for the Pelicans, was some of the most fun NBA of the year.
Why weren't they guarding him?
Well, that I can't answer you, because he dropped four straight three-pointers and did it calmly and in rhythm.
Without a hand in his face.
He didn't even have to lift up off the floor. He shot him from his tippy toes.
Zone after the first one.
Yeah. Like, even in zone.
He's a good three-point shooter, so I'm sure the first one or two were probably, all right, we dare you. Go for it. Have at it.
The first one was definitely, go ahead, take that rook.
But he's not Chris Dunn. I mean, just even in a zone, whoever is closest should pretend you're going over there to say, how's your father?
They pretended. Yeah. They, that was it, though. They pretended. They got to the how, but forgot to ask about the father. The and that was it.
Yeah.
It was just also the people.
The H is for the how. That's the people.
Peach is out there defending Zion. But that's fun. And
he's got oars in each of his hands.
Can we agree? Are we pronouncing it Zion or Zion? Is it a schwa sound or is it an
Zion.
Ah sound?
Zion.
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 Zion?
Zion. It's not Zion. We're not in the Matrix.
Zion.
No, it's Zion Williamson, not Zion.
No, all night the commentary was Zion.
I've heard more Zion than Zion.
Zion, Illinois. That's the. It's not Zion, Illinois.
Well, he's not a town.
Well,
he's a human being. I am a human being.
Is he right? If he's. What do you bring the Elephant Man?
You're saying that he's a town.
No, it's like Adrian Amos, and the people call him Amos. It's not Famous Amos. It's Famous Amos. I always thought it was Zion. Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson.
Connor used to say Famous.
Right. Famous.
Famous. It's the plural.
Yeah, because Amos makes me crazy, but now he's out of town, so I don't have to worry about that one. But it's
only when Mitch is throwing to the back corner of the end zone, that's when you have to worry about that one. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Rose. Anyway, Zion was fun.
Zion. As you say, it sounds like Agent Smith. You will tell us about Zion. The segment is brought to you by Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Ring in the new year with Campland RV. Enjoy special RV show pricing all month long. Stop by the dealership or visit camplandrv.com for more details. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana.
So despite the fact that you and me and Rick all hit the ejector button on the Bulls game and flipped over to Zion as fast as we could, there were some interesting comments made during the broadcast of that Bulls game. Jim Boylan feeding it all to you. You will hear it after the update.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We talked about the hat that Luke Cornett had is wearing now in the first quarter, and believe it or not, Jim Boylan said that he reminds him of Robert Horry. That was something that Boylan brought up yesterday at practice, Neil and Stacy. Of course, Boylan spent time as an assistant with the Rockets. And he said Horry was one of the first guys who could rim protect at a high level and make threes. We all know Robert Horry could shoot a three. Luke Cornett with one made three tonight, but that's the idea. He said Luke Cornett has rim protection, blocked shots, and he liked how he guarded Giannis Antetokounmpo in the first half against the Bucks, gentlemen.
What?
Neil Funk, Stacey King.
Oh, my goodness. Robert Horry?
Yeah,
Robert Horry was a great two-way player. Won rings, too. Oh, my goodness.
Love you, Stacey. That's the reaction. And now that I heard it again,
uh-huh.
I don't think it's insignificant the way Layla set it up. She said, believe it or not.
She knows her job.
Yeah, that's the...
She knows what's up.
The first whiff of editorialization came in how she presented it, which is awesome.
There's a very brief pause there as she goes from, here's what Jim said, to, here's how Luke's playing. He gets it.
Right, but she kind of slow walked you into it, knowing uh-huh. exactly what the reaction was going to be.
What?
That's just great.
A lot of texters weighing in here. It's Zion. I don't go to the zoo to see lions. I go to the zoo to see lions.
The hell does that matter?
Because it's just like you don't say lion.
Yeah.
Connor does, though.
Yeah, no name has ever had a pronunciation that's slightly different from the normal way that's associated with the spelling.
That doesn't matter at all. Like, but you're going to the zoo to see an animal. You go to the NBA to see a basketball player. I think
they're just pointing out that L-I-O-N is not lion.
If Zion has said it's Zion like lion, then okay. I haven't heard him say that.
Okay. Somebody had to have asked him at some point.
Somebody has to have asked him at some point, and it's probably criminal negligence that we don't have that tape, but neither you or I decided that we were going to argue about the pronunciation of a rookie phenom in the NBA before the show started.
No, why can't the Bulls ever have the guy?
Because they draft seven a lot.
I know.
And it's really hard to have the guy at seven.
And the guy, the free agent, just doesn't even have them on their list.
Pass. Hard pass.
It has the old I'm not interested sign.
Anthony, AD, you feel like talking to the Bulls at all?
No. Once this
okay.
No, not at
like,
all.
Even a little bit?
No.
Okay. What even for leverage?
Yeah. Don't need it.
Shoot.
Max deal's a max deal.
Flyover it is.
Yeah.
We'll head on down the road. No, I think you're right about Layla when she was, you know, kind of setting up the Luke Cornett, Robert Horry situation. I think the broadcast with Neil and Stacey has gotten more and more understanding of what they're looking at and presenting it to you. But there's a measure of, like, don't kill the messenger, right? I mean, Stacey
sure.
and Neil understand that Layla's just presenting something for
you. That was her point. Like, guys, here's what I got for you.
Here we go.
Enjoy. And the timeout with 5.4 seconds left, the look on Ryan's
up Saunders seven.
Face, up seven.
Up seven.
5.5 seconds left. He takes a timeout.
I want NBA coaches when Jim takes the Boylan timeout, which is what that is. That's up or down an insurmountable number and taking a timeout to make sure you clean up your next ATO or whatever it is. That's the Boylan timeout. When other NBA coaches see that happen, I feel like the league needs to get together. Here's what you do. You give us the old Pulp Fiction Travolta, look a little over here, look a little.
Well, he did.
I don't know what's going on.
Go back and look at Ryan Saunders' face.
It's perfect.
He looked so much like his dad. My first thought, like that
it's
is
kind of incredulous.
That's a Flip Saunders face that I've seen so many times sitting courtside. So many times.
Yeah.
By the way, of breaking news.
Oh.
Zion.
Yes,
he said it himself. He doesn't like put a lot of emphasis on the O, but it is Zion.
Okay. It is Zion. All right, that's gonna get annoying.
Why?
It just is. I don't know. Just gonna get annoying after a while. I'll get used to it.
All right. Good. I'm glad.
Like Doncic not being Doncic.
Well, I think it is Doncic.
Just call him by the wrong name. Is that the first time it's been done for 20 years on this station?
Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, the all-time mispronunciation draft.
Harbaugh? Yeah,
Mount Rushmore of score mispronounced Chicago athlete.
Jaromir Jaguar.
But it can't be by college. It has to be like by actual hosts whose job it is to know better.
Yes, Jonathan Toews?
Yes, that was Mike North calling him Jaromir Jaguar.
Jagmir. It was Jagomir Jaguar.
But he also thought Jaguar was Jagmir. Bought the new Jagmir this year. It's very nice.
So there's some consistency there. All right, when we come back, we've got, do we have, there was a Boylanism that was coined last night.
No, it doesn't stop at just Luke Kornet comped Robert Horry.
No, he's, apparently his wedding registry had had more on there from the department store than than we thought. Their sideboard or their butler's pantry has some things in it that other coaches don't have in theirs.
You'll hear some very unique Boylanisms next on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How do you measure successes with your team at this point? Because you can't measure by wins, but what do you see that are successes?
I keep it in real small kind of situations I can coach to. You know, win the first quarter is a success plate for me. Can we limit our turnovers and create turnovers? It's usually an energy thing and a toughness thing. I like to see our response to poor play or moments in the game when we don't play well. Can we respond? Can we get it back under control? Because those are learning moments for a young team. When we do practice, Cheryl, you know I'm hard on our practice habits.
The success plate.
That's amazing.
We now have the success plate.
That's right. The first quarter is a success plate for me.
Did he not want to say it?
I don't know.
Did he not want to let you know?
There's the growth plate and the success plate.
So here's what I'm having trouble.
The communion plate.
Here's what I'm having
success.
Or it's like he keeps kosher and he has to have different dishes for milk and dairy.
But are they actual, like, are they a stack of plates? Like, does he go to the cupboard at the center and open it up, the whole big cupboard full of, we need the success plates today,
tonight,
or we need the growth plates
we
today.
We eat off the success plates.
Or do you think they're more...
Just got a smiley face.
First quarter, that's when you're not doing anything.
Do you think they're more like gas station commemorative plates? You know, with like a fancy rural scene on them or something, and you set them up above the cupboard so that you have like a whole display of commemorative plates, you know, like you would have for NASCAR drivers or something like that with their likenesses painted on the commemorative plate. This is the success plate. And now we moved on. We've got the growth plate. We're moving to the success plate. And we have to collect them all.
These and other questions can only be answered by men wiser than we. But boy, that is
you're right.
I think my favorite part of that.
Maybe the bread plate is your growth plate and the main core, or it's like a charger.
Oh, sure.
Maybe one is under the other that you rest the growth plate on the success plate.
Oh, that could be. That could be. I think my favorite part there is that Cheryl asks the question, so you can't. You can't measure by wins, can you? No, of course not.
Oh,
you can't measure by wins.
No. We measure by the first quarter when I am not doing anything.
Small little tiny.
How do you measure successes with your team at this point? Because you can't measure by wins, but what do you see that are successes?
I keep it in real small kind of situations I can coach to. You know, win the first quarter is a success plate for me.
That's great because Cheryl raced out just that. That's
such
that's
a great question.
That is just cold shade, whether it was intended or not. It's like because obviously, not wins.
How do you measure successes with your team at this point? Because you can't measure by wins, but what do you see that are successes?
I keep it in.
And at the end, he says,
I measure it in a series of plates.
As you know, we have practices. We practice hard. You know why we have hard practices. Really, dude, really? You have hard practices. And we're going to be proud about this now. It's like going back to the Leila Rahimi thing where he sets him up with the Luke Cornett and Robert Ori stuff, and Stacey laughs and Neil laughs and challenges the entire premise of the thing. I guarantee you, what they play tomorrow night, right? If he gets asked about the reaction to the Luke Cornett, Robert Ori comp, you know what he's going to say? I knew they'd react that way. I knew Stacey and Neil would have a laugh about that. That's right. Why I made it in the first place. I knew this was coming.
This quarter is a success plate for me.
What? I knew it. I knew that was coming.
I feel like I'm at Waffle House, right? Scatter, smother, cover, medium, over medium, double plate, success plate, growth plate on two. Welcome to Boylan's.
I'm sorry. I wanted this on the... Yeah, my success plate was supposed to come with sausage.
Right, you got my order wrong. We knew we were going to get your order wrong.
We knew that.
Yeah, we knew that. We were prepared for that.
We practiced for what we're going to get your order wrong.
we planned for that. We work on that. So we knew we were going to get your order wrong.
Initiate wrong order practice. Oh, God, we did it again. All right.
Actually, it's like in Star Wars, instead of the first order, it's the wrong order. They're wearing all their masks improperly. Nothing works right. They're holding their guns.
Their stormtroopers can't shoot either, though. So that's
true. Actual stormtroopers. And like the merest little thing kills them, of course, too. They get hit in the shoulders like, ah!
That'll do it.
Yep, they're done.
A Wilhelm scream and we're out.
What are we going to do about this?
I honestly don't know what's left to accomplish. You understand? I mean, there were goals set for the season. A playoff berth was not out of the question when we sat down and began this whole thing, when we had our media day, when we had the discussion with Pax, Garden talk, but we had Pax and Boylan. The playoffs were discussed, and that seems so far out of reach right now because the development of individual players seems to not exist. There's the development of Zach, which exists in its own specific point-scoring bubble. And the argument to be had about Zach isn't, are you an all-star or aren't you an all-star? Is it, does the NBA see you as a guy or an empty calories guy? And that's the discussion.
Did he really give us winning the first quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, fine.
The best part is that it's a small enough part that he can manage it. By his own admission.
Like, we're making fun of the phrase success plate, and as well we should. But think about that actual answer. I need to break things down into smaller things.
How do you measure successes with your team at this point? Because you can't measure by wins, but what do you see that are successes?
I keep it in real small kind of situations I can coach to. You know, win the first quarter is a success plate for me.
That's not the coaching quarter. That's when the least coaching is done. And I don't even know what their record is in first quarter. See, and I cut my teeth and made my bones in a league where quarters did matter, because the way standings were determined in the Continental Basketball Association was you would get 1 point for winning each quarter and 3 points for winning the game.
Really?
Standings points. That was awesome.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And you could affect the standings by how you won the game. Most games were 5-2. That's just how most CBA games are. Was a 5.
Say it again. It was 1 point for the first quarter.
You get a standings point for winning a quarter.
Any quarter.
Any quarter is a point. So it is possible that if you have one spectacular quarter, it's a 4-3 win. You've won the game, but it doesn't count as much as the rare 7-0 sweep.
Wow.
So it's a great narrative for some of these people. Like, if you obliterate a team, and because what they figured was it was incentive. You had a quarter score clock.
Right.
And the fans get attuned to it, and they know you could be losing a game badly, but it could be you're vying for the playoffs. You need that standings point where all of a sudden you've got these incredibly dramatic ends of quarters where you're taking timeouts and you're running plays, you're getting your stars back in the game, you're managing it because you're trying to get every standings point you can. It made the coaching decisions really cool.
My mind is blown. I didn't know that. How many times have we talked about the CBA? Like dozens of times.
You didn't know the CBA standings points?
You never mentioned it.
Yeah, so that was a big deal.
I lean on you for all of my CBA information.
Yeah, you bank away those standings points, and you know, say, hey, and it was always in the nearest. The Rockford Lightning beat the Quad City Thunder. It was a 6-1 standings point victory, you know, or a 7-0 sweep, or it was a 4-3 nail biter where the shot went in at the end, and it would have been a 7-0, or it would have been...
Yeah, but
you know,
it set the other thing.
Right, yeah.
Wow, all right, that's kind of cool. I don't know if I'd want that for the NBA. Like,
it's a gimmick, but it was a fun gimmick.
Well, as much as we consistently talk about reseeding the playoffs or doing away with conferences or just all that kind of radical realignment. I mean, hell, the NBA is talking about, has been talking about for a year now, like a mid-season tournament to supplement their postseason tournament. I mean, that hasn't gone away as much as we haven't talked
that
about
got
it.
Kiboshed.
That it's got not, completely kiboshed.
It's not going to go to the governor's meeting in.
Wow,
April.
It's tabled completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's probably the right thing.
I would guess.
They could have done different aspects of it individually. They could have reseeded the final four teams without having the dumb midseason tournament.
Right. I would be surprised. I bet that comes back. Adam Silver seemed interested and invested in it to completely kill it for perpetuity. That's for this governor's meeting, that's one thing.
That's one of those Adam Silver versus David Stern things where you wonder, I know it's a pretty different set of owners of, if it was something David Stern really wanted, he would use that leverage on some of those owners he shoehorned into getting their teams and be like, so you like this tournament, right? And that probably would have ended up happening, whereas Adam Silver doesn't have as much power over the owners.
Interesting. I would be surprised if Adam Silver let that go away. He seems pretty attached to it. Or at least the idea of radically reshaping what the playoffs and when they happen are. I mean, it seemed to me that he was very invested in adding that tournament, in whatever form it ends up taking, he seems pretty invested in it.
And by the way, real quick, before Matt Miller, Zion Williamson, we now have the sound. Zion Williamson says it is Zion, but he likes when people say Zion.
94 feet with Zion Williamson. Is it Zion or Zion?
It's Zion, but when the announcer is saying my name, I want him to say Zion.
Why?
Because it just sounds better, like Zion. It just sounds better.
Yeah, they're going to be saying it a lot.
Okay, so it is Zion.
Zion. Unless he starts to change it and really falls in love with the way people say it. Zion.
Boy, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Well, he didn't do much to help. When he says, here's how it's pronounced, but here's how I like to hear it. Right?
Both. I like both. It's like a Thiesman-Thiesman thing.
Doesn't give us a whole lot of guidance on that. We are going to get football guidance from Matt Miller. He's at the Senior Bowl. He's got all sorts of thoughts and names and people and possibilities and faint glimmer of hope that he always brings on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.